This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Lawmakers in North Carolina approved an $850 million hurricane relief spending plan this week. Not for Michael, the most recent of the storms to hit that state and the greater southeast. This money is for damage from Florence, which hit a month ago. It killed 40 people, left behind an estimated $13 billion in damage. The cleanup is still going on, but it's going slowly because there is a limited pool of cleanup workers. Marketplace's Andy Euler in Wilmington, North Carolina, has that one.
Wilmington is a tourist town on the southeastern coast of North Carolina, and almost everyone winds up on Market Street. It's the main drag that gets you downtown and onto the boardwalk along the Cape Fear River. 14-year resident Katrina Knight says Market Street just isn't the same since Florence.
So often when people come into our community, you know, it's just these huge live oaks on either side. So much of them have been lost now that this beautiful old home that you could barely see before now is clearly in view, but because they've just lost these trees that had grown over, honestly, a century.
Today, if you drive down Market Street, both sides of the road are lined with huge tree trunks cut down by tree-trimming businesses. There's plenty of work for them to do. Weeks after the storm, some roads are still blocked by huge fallen trees. Randy Campbell's hauling away truckfuls of tree limbs and dirt just off of Market Street. He's in town from Haleyville, Alabama, more than 600 miles away. He and his five-man crew got here soon after Florence to get started on the cleanup.
You do the FEMA storms, the big disasters, help come in and clean up all the debris and everything.
Campbell owns and operates his own trucking firm. He's got multiple dump trucks on site to haul debris to local landfills. He says even though his business profits from this kind of destruction, he always prays the storms don't hit.
This is heart-wrenching. You know, we just come in and help clean it up and make some money doing it. But, you know, you got to be able to do that to be able to pay for the equipment and the fuel and the lodging and getting back and forth. It's very expensive.
He says it cost about $10,000 for him to get one of his dump trucks here. He's working for a contractor who gets paid by the Federal Emergency Management Agency. He says the damage is massive and the laborers are few.
The competition for a contractor will be severe. And there's already people pulling out of here, hauling their equipment and headed to Florida.
Where Hurricane Michael struck. The fresher the disaster, the higher the price for this kind of work, Campbell says. But that means the cleanup in North Carolina will probably take longer than it otherwise would, as many crews chase the dollars. Campbell says he and his crew will likely stay on in Wilmington until at least Thanksgiving, maybe even Christmas.
We're helping this community. There was a lady told me the other day she could not get out of her driveway without risking her life. The rats in these piles of snakes, we got a 13-foot python out of a pile of brush.
For folks in North Carolina, cleanup and relief can't come quick enough. Right now, some 28,000 homeowners and renters in the state are receiving some kind of assistance from FEMA. About 1,300 are getting FEMA vouchers to live in hotels. Wilmington resident Katrina Knight is still able to live in her home. She says she was lucky to escape with minimal storm damage. Her neighbor's home didn't fare so well.
What was a beautiful tree in front of it as it came down just came right smack down the middle of it, and you can no longer tell what color the house was. I mean, it is just the whole front of it is gone, and I'm sure that that family is working hard to recover.
Knight says some of her friends lost everything and don't have much by way of insurance, but she doesn't know anybody who's seriously thinking of leaving Wilmington just to get out of harm's way for now.
I mean, how far do you go? If what they say is accurate, that we'll be experiencing more hurricanes and perhaps more hurricanes on the order of a Florence. I think that's where it begins to change.
Florence made landfall as a Category 1 hurricane, which doesn't sound that bad. But the storm dumped more than 3 feet of rain on much of North Carolina. Extraordinary? Sure. But more and more folks here say they fear such events are becoming the new normal. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.